In national news, progressive representatives have been fighting for the passage of the Build Back Better Act, which aims to bolster social programs and climate policy. The initial draft of the bill includes paid family leave, the expansion of Medicare to include hearing, vision, and dental, and higher taxes for our country's highest earners and corporations. North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman and New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently held a town hall on the matter, which was aired right here on KMUD. Tonight, we check in with Congressman Huffman, who shares the latest on the progress with the Build Back Better Act.
Yes. Well, thanks for covering it on KMUD. We appreciate that. And I think it was great. I liked teaming up with AOC. We have very different districts on opposite sides of the country, but we share a lot of values, and certainly we share a desire to pass this Build Back Better Act because it will do a lot of good for people, really, in a transformative way if we can hold this deal together. So that's what we talked about, and I think people appreciated the chance to hear from both of us and maybe appreciated as well the collaboration that we've got going.
Other progressives like Bernie Sanders have been meeting with representatives like Joe Manchin, who will play a pivotal role in passing the bill, yet has been refusing to compromise due to his financial dependency on the coal industry. Congressman Huffman, have you had any talks with Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema?
I myself spent 2 hours today in the Oval Office with the president and the vice president and the Treasury secretary and a group of colleagues talking about all those same issues. So there's a lot of activity underway right now.
Build Back Better has already been watered down, yet still hasn't reached enough votes for passing. After speaking with President Biden, you know, is there a plan B, especially since the president leaves for the climate change conference this Thursday?
There's a lot of plans. Yeah, it's well down the alphabet at this point. And I don't think it's quite cooked, but I think there is reason for hope that at least on the social spending side of things, we can get to a deal that does a lot of good for people on the care economy and other priorities. I'm most concerned on the climate piece. And I got to say, I'm not feeling like we're where we need to be right now.
You mentioned spending, and there seems to be a lot of confusion regarding the BBB's price tag. In a recent letter to your constituents, you were stating that the bill is fully paid for, adds zero to the national debt, and will span over a 10-year period. If you could explain how you have arrived to this conclusion and why some of your colleagues have not.
Yeah, well, I think our Republican friends have wanted that confusion. They would have you believe that we would just inject $3.5 trillion instantly into the economy and, you know, supercharge inflation and create all of these, socialist programs. And that's just wildly untrue. It is 10 years. It's a very modest increase over existing spending levels, fully paid for, so no burden on the debt. And it would really be about investing in the long term for the economy for the long term. So making it possible for people to get back into the workforce because they've got that family leave and childcare and other support.
On a local level, during your town hall, it was mentioned that areas within your congressional district, like Humboldt County, could play a key role with the act and a new green economy. If you could explain to KMUD listeners why this is a critical piece of legislation for our area.
Yeah, it's a great fit for Humboldt County because, look, you're a community that set some ambitious climate goals yourself, and this offshore wind project is maybe the best example of what's possible. I mean, just a lot of jobs, something that would help get us off fossil fuel, something that could just bring in an awful lot of community benefits, including manufacturing. So all of that and more would be made possible by the tax incentives and other investments in the Build Back Better Act.
Has a deadline been set, and when do you expect a vote?
There's no hard deadline. We've sort of set the end of this month as a goal. It can move if it needs to. It's hard to get these deals done, but I think we should treat the end of the month as, at least a soft deadline to try to keep the pressure on. One reason for that is some of us are going to be going to the Glasgow Climate Summit in mid-November. And it would be great to have this wrapped up, at least in principle, before then, because then the president could take, you know, some real commitments from the United States into that forum. And I think that would help our ability to bring other nations to the table.
With the United States joining the COP26 this year, do you think President Biden will put us back on track for climate policy?
I think the rest of the world celebrates the fact that we're back. They have said as much. I think for many of them, the question is, but back for how long? And that's where we've just got our work cut out for us. You know, we're going to have to keep delivering everything that we can. We're going to have to govern. We're going to have to overcome dirty tricks, and we're going to have to win some elections.
And Congressman Huffman, any final remarks regarding the climate policy and the importance of the Build Back Better Act?
Just that it's a heck of a critical moment. I mean, it has been likened to FDR's New Deal, to the Great Society. I mean, when you talk about what we are trying to do for the first time on the care economy, and on early childhood investments and the expansion of healthcare to really every American. It is ambitious and it's transformative and would be a great achievement if we can get it done. And that's not even talking about the climate piece, which is sort of the most important of all. It's the one thing that's existential. So it's good to be at this moment in our history. I hope we deliver. Hope we get it over the finish line.
That was North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman. The Build Back Better Act continues to be trimmed down in order to satisfy key moderates. Initially, it had a price tag of $3.5 trillion, however, is now estimated to be between $1.5 and $2 trillion, as Democrats rush to strike a deal this week. According to national media outlets, social programs like free community college and a national clean energy standard have been abandoned. Other programs that were initially going to be permanent will instead set to expire in a year or two, like the expanded child tax credit and expanded Medicaid services. President Biden leaves later this week to attend the 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference, and a vote is expected before he departs. KMA News will update our listeners.